Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to October's Very Own, a podcast.
The podcast about Drake.
And it's Eric. I'm Dan. We have a repeat guest, Leslie Horn.
Hi, glad to be here.
Who was just on an episode where we took an online quiz about Drake, which, looking back, it kind of felt like a foreign translation that went through Google Translate.
That was not originally native English. Riddled with grammatical errors.
And you still failed the test.
And I still...
Yeah, we failed it bad.
I don't know how I have a job.
And we have another repeat guest. Viceland's Rob McRae is here.
Hello, everyone.
Ooh, sensual. Well, the last time that Rob was on the podcast, if you recall, Eric, we talked about what Drake's Saturdays were like, since it was a Saturday episode.
Yeah. We were in here on a Saturday, all hungover.
Break by the fourth down the fourth wall. We actually were not. It was like
a
Wednesday.
No, it was a Saturday.
Oh,
we're recording
right.
This every day.
Wink.
This is Sunday.
So today's Sunday.
Yeah.
So we're
also
talk.
Here in a, on a Sunday.
We had Rob back. Came in on a Sunday to the office, which was nice of him.
Thanks for coming in on a Sunday
to talk
You're
about
welcome.
What Drake's Sundays are like. Because as you know, Sundays and Saturdays, though both weekend days, have a very different vibe.
Extremely different.
Saturday is like a turn up day, and then Sunday is kind of like a chill out day.
Maybe.
It depends on how you do the weekend.
Unless you're doing a Sunday fun day.
And it depends if you're Drake, because Drake doesn't have. Does Drake have weekends or is every day a weekend?
He definitely respects a Sunday, like. You
the
know,
Lord's
not
day.
Like a religious way, but like, you know, a Sunday being like a chill day. Like, he watches a lot of sports, and he calls his mom. He definitely calls his mom on Sunday.
Is that what you're supposed to do on Sundays?
I don't know. The last episode, when we talked about what Drake does on Saturday, we literally tried to walk through a day and only got up to about 8 p.m.
But he was at the club, though.
Yeah, he was at the club, and by that time, you know.
Okay, so we're,
you know,
just,
what happened.
As
you know.
A quick continuation of that, we're assuming that after we left off, he went to the club and had kind of like a blurry club night. Now we wait. It's Sunday. Rob previously said that Drake is an early riser. Does he still wake up early on Sunday, Rob?
I think he does. Again, early being relative. I'm not sure if he... Do you think Drake gets really hungover?
Yes, he's a baby. Yeah, he's like, oh, like, give me some Pedialyte.
Yeah, he's like, I need the Seamless. I don't know if I agree with that, though. I feel like Drake parties enough where he doesn't get that hungover. Or he's like cocky about how he doesn't get hangovers.
Or he's like really responsible and like comes home and drinks like two glasses of water and takes some Advil before
He definitely
bed.
Takes
He has a celebrity doctor that like brings the IV in the morning. He
Ooh.
Definitely
right.
has that. Like,
yeah. Doc,
he's into all the new, like, you know, celebrity services that are out there. So I'm sure he has like an IV guy.
So Drake now, I guess I would say probably his hangovers have evolved. Like maybe in his younger days they were bad, but now he just, you know, he's risen above it with all this.
He's one of those people who's just like, yeah, I don't really get hangovers.
Oh, you bitch.
But I bet at the same time he's like one of those guys who, like, at the club he'll have like two drinks and then he'll be telling everybody how drunk he is. He's like, oh, I had so much before I got
I'm
here.
Lit.
So, yeah.
The two shots.
Yeah. I like how we're making him out to be just like some teen girl on prom night.
I mean, to be fair, I think that's kind of what Drake is.
I am very sorry to anybody who listened to this podcast thinking they were getting some sort of factually reported.
Oh, yeah, we're just making this up. Drake. We're just imagining what Drake Sunday is like.
Do you think there's some sort of like strip club buffet that he likes to partake in on Sundays? I don't know. I hear that some strip clubs have really good food.
Well, let's start the way we did with our Saturday episode. Rob, take us through. He's waking up relatively early, which is what time do you think?
He's probably waking up around 10 again,
okay.
10 a.m. Mm-hmm. I remember what I said last time when we were recording on a Saturday. he probably wakes up at about 10 a.m. His IV guy is probably waiting for him downstairs by then. You know, he tells the IV guy to be there whenever.
Whenever. Just be there at 9 and I'll be down at some point.
Yeah, he plugs in. Yeah. Plugs into the IV. Gets his Pedialyte intravenously.
And he's looking at Instagram.
He's checking out the stories from last night.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the Instagram
IG stories. He's like commenting emojis on like young rappers that he wants to steal.
Oh, I was
going to
say eye emojis on like models.
Oh, well, that too. Mm.
That too. Combination.
He's like eye emoji and then like.
You handle a lot of the Viceland socials. I'm very curious as to how Instagram or Twitter or things like that work for a person who has millions of followers. Like, he can't be waking up checking notifications. Like, he's got like 500,000. Likes.
I'm sure he glances at them once in a while, though. Like, because you can look at them, but you can't really. He probably can't like parse through. But he definitely checks his DMs and stuff. I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
But say you're Drake and you get 300,000 likes and 20,000 comments on a photo, and say
low.
Oh, I don't know. Say in a couple hours, in the span of a couple hours. Is there a way you can check to see just your friends? Like, say he's friends with, Travis Barker from the band Blink-182.
Uh-huh.
And he leaves a comment that was just like, oh, sorry, I missed you at the club. Will he be able to see that, or does it just get lost in the flood?
What club is this?
Yeah. Well, as Drake and Travis Barker have probably been in the same
club. Dan is just trying to imagine Drake in a world that he can understand, which involves someone who plays punk music.
I bet Drake could play in Blink-182 if he wanted to.
That's a different episode.
Could have been the Matt Skiba. It was between him and Matt Skiba to replace Tom DeLonge.
Nobody knows who these people are.
Know your audience.
Blink-182 is the most famous rock band in the world, Eric.
Okay, so they.
No, I bet there's like you just go for your verified notifications. So
none of you are verified on Instagram?
Not on Instagram.
Not on Instagram, but I'm on Twitter. Mm.
Instagram.
You're verified on Instagram?
No, I just wanted you guys to think I was for a second.
Wait, so can you on Instagram, can you look at just the verified mentions on Instagram?
Probably.
I think that like your mutual comments rise to the top and they stand out. But I still think at that volume, he probably misses them.
Has anybody noticed that like on every rapper's Instagram, if you look in the comments, Cypress Hill comments on all of them?
No, it's not just rappers. Cypress Hill comments on everyone's Instagram. Like, you look on a famous person's Instagram, Cypress Hill is commenting with an emoji.
I'm not even kidding. Cypress Hill comments on Viceland's Instagram almost every day.
Whoa.
Like, it'll be like a picture of weed, and they'll be like, cool, weed. And I'm just like, yeah, man, Cypress Hill, keeping them likes just, up. Yeah, like, man. Shout out to y'all.
And now my question is, do they have a person that's doing that for them, or is B-Real just sitting there like, I'm going to drop a heart emoji?
He's stoned.
Yeah. I still mix up Cypress Hill and House of Pain. I'm sorry, but
it's all right.
They're the same.
Okay, so he checks Instagram. He's got his Pedialyte IV. We're up to like 11 a.m. now. Then what? Is he a shower on Sunday kind of guy? Because sometimes you wake up late enough and you're just
don't
like, you
think
know
he's
what?
Like, he's got to like get
who doesn't shower on Sunday morning?
Unless you wake up real late and then you're just, you haven't showered by like 4 o'clock and then you're like, well,
do you think
I guess
hits,
I'll shower now.
Hits the home gym for a little bit?
Mm.
Get a little cardio in?
Or is Sunday a rest day?
I think I feel like it's a rest day. I feel like his Sundays, I don't know, there's something I think we need to think about is that Drake's Sundays are different than ours. Like in that he's on a permanent vacation. He's Drake.
Mm.
So,
but
like,
he's a work man. He works.
But it might not be on our schedule. He doesn't have like a job to show up on Monday like we do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
we got to come back into the office tomorrow when we're here.
Which would be a Monday. Not a Thursday.
What day is today?
Sunday, Eric. It's Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, today's Sunday.
So I feel like those hours between, 6 p.m. and like 11 p.m. on a Sunday, You have to do those just right. It's like getting that last bite of food.
Oh, yeah.
When you're having dinner, you want it to be like a representative of the meal that you
but
just
that's
had.
What I wanted to ask. Do you think that Drake gets the Sunday scaries, or is he?
Ooh, no, I don't know. I don't think so.
No, because I think he's just, he's Drake. On Monday is another Saturday.
I feel
for
like
him.
If you're like a famous musician, you don't get Sunday scaries. I don't know. You probably, maybe you get like stage fright or like anxiety before a big
about
release.
Specific
yeah,
things.
Like,
yeah.
Like if it's like, the eve of
Coachella,
like, yeah, Coachella, or like, yeah,
or his new like Owl sweatsuits are coming out on Monday.
Yeah,
then he's just like, drop. Shit, these like peach colored Owl suits, those better fly off the shelves. Or I'm in trouble. Like,
but not, yeah, but he doesn't get Sunday scares.
Well, this
like
is interesting to me because, it, you know, like if you're freelancing. It's the same thing where you don't really feel the Sundays because every day kind of blends together.
Wouldn't know. I always
I've
work
never
nine
had,
to five jobs.
Yeah, ditto.
And then
have you?
you sort of flock towards other people who are on a similar schedule. So to me, if Drake is not having like a regular Sunday routine, that means he's also surrounded by a lot of people.
So maybe
who
he's
are
being
also just living that life.
In by all the bad influences, yeah. Out partying on Sundays and. Just
but also
running
nothing,
around.
Sundays, like clubs aren't open on Sundays and
well,
stuff.
Yeah, but I just think it's like,
right
I think it's like, I don't think he knows Sunday is happening. Now, in hindsight, I feel like I should have thought about this more on the Saturday episode because I don't think, like Saturday morning or Sunday morning to me, these are like, this is like hallowed ground, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's like,
uh-huh.
This is like in like the best time because, you know, you're off for the weekend. But every day for Drake is another day in the life of Drake, which is being Drake. And I don't think that that's like...
Unless he marks his calendar by sports, because then
true.
The weekend can be important in that
it's
way.
NFL day on Sunday.
I stand by the fact that... The fact. I'm calling it a fact.
Sure.
I stand by the fact that he watches sports on Sundays. Like, he definitely is like... Having friends over, watching sports.
Is he a football guy?
Well,
he's
as we learned from that quiz,
guy.
He likes the New Orleans Saints.
No,
right?
But he,
yeah, that's,
I mean,
that quiz was,
I feel
no,
like he,
it was a different team.
Watches
the Falcons,
NFL.
Was
yeah.
It
but he, I don't know, I feel like he follows. Like, I feel like he.
He's got to follow because he's got to see those guys in the club and be like, hey, nice interception last week, Eric Reed. Yeah. Like, he just like kind of writes it on the back of his hand or
you're
something.
On my, you're on my fantasy team.
I bet he
does
like
he
has pool parties.
I don't know. I bet Drake plays fantasy football.
Who else is in the fantasy league with Drake?
Big boy.
No, that's Eric's fantasy league. Name drop.
Oh. I bet
I beat Big Boy by 50 points.
Oh, whoa! Wow! Not so big boy
yeah,
after
I
all.
I think that if Drake
take
doesn't
that.
Have this like internal clock for Sundays, he just must be one of the most awful people to, like, if you're his publicist or something, he's mad disrespectful to your time on Sundays. Like, you got a 3 p.m. text that's like, hey, I need the schedule for Wednesday. And you're like,
I actually think Drake is unfailingly polite.
Yeah, and
I want to think,
I think he's disciplined too.
I think,
he's disciplined. And to that end, I actually do think he probably does feel a Sunday being like a Sunday, not in the way we do, but like, as like more of like, I don't know. A relaxing.
I feel like he really loves like Home Improvement too. You know,
not the TV show.
Not the TV
do you think
show.
He watches
no,
like
no? I think
HGTV.
I thought he was just riding around on his ATM watching Home Improvement.
I mean, he could be doing that, but I was thinking like, you know, Sundays are good days to go to the hardware store.
Yeah, DIY.
Ooh, yeah, ooh, he's
you know?
Doing like projects.
Yeah, he's doing like weekend
I really
projects.
Thought you meant the Tim Allen.
Yeah,
show.
No, he just ooh, like, he's watching TBS
like
marathons.
He's like finally hanging all those photos, you know, in his man cave or whatever.
He's like, oh, I gotta get that frame, hang that up. You
well,
know.
Correct me if I'm wrong,
hang
right?
Some
but
shelves.
Hang some shelves.
Drake doesn't like. There's a lot of like A-list artists who make it part of their thing where it's just like nonstop hustle. Like 50 Cent is like this. 50 Cent one time in an episode, in an interview, somebody asked him when he was filming Get Rich or Die Tryin'. They were like, oh, 50, you know, you film this movie during the day and you record the soundtrack at night. When do you sleep? And he just said, sleep is for poor people. And so like, he's very much like,
man, I'm poor as shit.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So he was, you know, like, I feel like it's very much like tied into this capitalist system where we're like, oh, we got to work all the time. We got to take pride in the fact that, like, we're working harder than everybody else, you know? But I feel like as a Canadian, I really want to think that Drake is more of a, like, I respect my weekend time. I need my R&R. I need my.
I mean, maybe. I mean, the Drake does have a reputation within the rap world as like an extremely hard worker at his craft, and that's one of the reasons why he's seen success. Like, that's something that 40 always talks about in interviews, is how hard Drake does work, and he's like a perfectionist, and he does things over and over, and like is really driving. And I think it's like, probably, I mean, lends itself to being why he has had the career that he's had, because he's like perfecting things all the time, you know?
Yeah, I also remember reading in an interview a long time ago that like actually he doesn't drink that much. Like, he's like pretty, I don't know, keeps it pretty tight. And also, as we all know, he doesn't smoke weed, and he
as
never
we
has. But
concluded.
Well, we don't know that, but we think
wow.
that.
Wow. If Drake wants to come on and talk.
And debunk it. But no, but I think he's disciplined, and I think he, I don't know.
Well, you can't have that kind of success that he's had without being disciplined
right?
on some level. Like, I mean, looking at even, that's my only point.
But there's like being a hard worker when it's time, like, you know, when it's time to go in the studio, Drake has it like all prepared and he's like going to work hard. But then there's also like, oh, like, who was it that just texted? Oh, was it Kanye West who tweeted something like, if you're not prepared to get a text from me at 4 a.m, like, we can't work together. You know, like, there's time to work, and then there's like, oh, I'm going to be an insane person who, like, is tinkering on things at, like, 3 in the morning.
I think that that's a good point. I think that he probably is very – I don't imagine Drake as, like a psychotic – work all the time kind of guy, like go, but instead like, or like repeating things over and over again.
At least according to his Instagram, which we all know is a perfect depiction of real life.
Yeah, 100%.
He seems to enjoy his leisure time, which makes me think that
you gotta enjoy it.
He loves to kick it. He likes to relax.
So I'm going to kick it back. Speaking of kicking it, I'm going to kick it back over to
good
Rob.
Segue.
So I feel like we're up to like noon or so on a Sunday. This is when I start, I personally like to start going out, getting some sauce, getting some pasta. I like to have like a...
Does it brunch?
No. I'll like later on, I'm going to make like pasta, some meatballs. He
Dan,
seems like
so
he could get it.
I'm
no,
coming over to your house.
I did for a while.
You would just go in
then
and,
I was
and
like,
get
I think,
pasta and make
go to
meatballs.
The store for Sunday dinner.
I think that's what he's doing. I think he's getting ready for Sunday dinner.
Yeah, you got to make the gravy.
What do you think?
Yeah, Sunday dinner.
He seems like he cooks on Sundays.
Or I don't know if he cooks, but he definitely has a big meal. His
Drake definitely does not cook. But he definitely has opinions about.
I can't see him cooking anything. I can't picture it.
No. I disagree. I think he took a cooking class.
I
in a mixology class.
I think he's like had a girl over for dinner and he's like ordered food and like put the boxes in the trash can and presented it as his own.
Like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, no way.
Drake got the idea from watching Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mr. Doubtfire.
I don't know. I think he's the kind of guy who appreciates a big Sunday meal.
Spaghetti
Sunday
bolognese at the Polo Lounge. I don't know what that line even meant back then, but
so what do you think he's doing midday on Sunday?
I don't know. I think he enjoys brunch food. I could see that. I could see him being a French toast guy.
Yeah. Going for brunch?
Well, French toast. His chef will make him a little something.
I feel like Drake's got like kick-ass robes. And
sure.
Yeah. You know, and he's like really enjoying like his robes.
And yeah.
It says six on it.
Yeah. No, it's OVO, obviously.
It says OVO?
It doesn't say six.
But on the nameplate?
It definitely says OVO.
We're going to have to
Dan, are you qualified to be
here.
Hosting this?
I'm not much of a robe guy.
It's got like a mink robe.
Yeah, definitely.
With like plush. Coordinated slippers.
And he's probably like enjoying drinks.
Like a rare orange juice.
Ooh, do you think he's like...
mimosas.
Do you think he cares about his coffee? Like, do you think that he is like a bit of
a
coffee
cold
nerd?
Brew, like,
you know, like he does it in like the...
I don't think he drinks coffee.
Pour over coffee, like, you know?
Eric like Shadow look at me.
He definitely drinks coffee. He's like...
You think so?
Yeah, for sure.
How do you know?
It just seems like it.
He's like measuring the temperature of the water and like pouring it over the... freshly ground beans in his Chemex.
Like a beaker.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's a good question.
I feel like he's a coffee guy because Drake enjoys like the finer things in life. And I feel like Drake would be, he would like make a big deal about like having his like coffee and like newspaper.
He gets the coffee and, from like the monkeys that like shit out the coffee beans. Like he has that coffee in his house. Right. Like we have like Folgers in my like Brooklyn
anything,
apartment.
I think he's like a tea guy.
No. I would like to think so because I am personally.
You're a tea guy?
I don't really drink coffee because, you know, whatever.
How'd you get into tea?
No, I just really like it. There's like a tea store near my apartment and all it does is sell tea and like random shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it's a front for something else because there's no way they're making enough money by just selling loose leaf teas. But that's a different episode of my podcast, Rob's very own.
We'll do that next month.
Okay, cool.
A day,
I
podcast
listen to
every
your
day
podcast,
about
Rob,
you.
If you had one.
I wouldn't, but that's just me. Anyway,
do you think there's something that Drake does every single Saturday?
Well, we're on Sunday.
Yeah, this
Sunday,
is Sunday.
I'm so sorry.
Like,
so
Sunday
like because
rituals?
Today's Sunday. I'm
Remember
just...
earlier how you woke up and you're like, oh, it's Sunday. I got to get to the office because we're recording.
We're doing that Drake podcast.
Which airs right after we record it.
Yeah, we edit it and put it up.
I don't know. He feeds his rare birds.
Yeah.
Oh, he has rare birds?
I think he has like
not?
A snake. Like
a snake?
Like
yikes.
Yeah.
I feel like he's got like a sick plant.
Is
game
it like
too.
A snake, like the natural enemy of like the owl? I want to say yes.
Don't
I
owls,
think owls eat snakes?
Eat snakes, yeah.
So you think he has a snake?
Oh, maybe
like
not.
It might be like a power thing, though.
Yeah, like
where he's like, I'll kill you if I like at any moment.
I do
I'll
kind
just
of
do it.
I'll just bite
just
into
do
you.
It.
Like imagining him having some pet owls.
Some
he
rare birds.
Some pet owls.
Rare birds. He feeds them.
Who wing?
Like, because they're Canadian.
They're
Canadian.
No. Like an owl.
I just,
like an owl.
Usually I'm just used to hearing people say hoot. That's why. I don't know.
I think that's actually, I think that is what people
hooing.
Say.
Because
yeah,
they're Canadian. The T is silent. Like they're French Canadian owls. They go hoo.
We haven't even said, I bet he spends most of Sunday by the pool.
Yeah.
I said, I tried to say he throws pool parties, but... Mm.
Well, there's a great... sorry.
No, that's it. I think he throws pool parties.
There's a great... the Rolling Stone profile a couple years ago of Drake that got him so pissed off that he doesn't really like to do interviews anymore, which is probably why...
He hasn't come on the podcast.
He hasn't come on the podcast. But Drake, if you want to come on the podcast, go ahead. But that has one of my favorite opening lines of like music writing ever, which is just... Drake thinks his waterfall is too loud.
Is that specifically the line that pissed him off?
I mean, I think of the whole
the
piece,
tenor of the piece.
Yeah.
It starts with
what was,
that.
What was the sort of theme of the piece?
It was just kind of like looking at like the decadence of his life. Mm-hmm. And I think he took issue. He also took issue this probably isn't going to make him want to go on like a podcast, but if I remember correctly, that he was supposed to have the cover, and then Philip Seymour Hoffman died. And so then Philip Seymour Hoffman was put on the cover, and then Drake tweeted out something like pissed off that how he lost the cover. But like then after that, he tweeted like, no disrespect to Earlier on. But then, then the tweets were deleted.
Like when you don't read your timeline or listen to the news for a while, you're just like, so what's going on today? Yeah. Like something horrible happened across the nation.
Yeah. Like, oh, backspace, never mind.
I feel confident saying that if Drake comes on the podcast, he'll be on the cover of the podcast.
Yeah, we'll put you on the cover.
Be on the cover of Noisy
Magazine. You on the cover of our website.
It's funny because you laugh, but like I get emails all the time from publicists where it's like, I just want to pitch you this for Noisy Magazine.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's 2017. It's a website.
How did you get this email address?
Well, once again, I feel like we've covered nothing, basically.
Yeah. That's kind of...
Got some good anecdotes in there.
But I think the theme that I keep seeing is that we... Since he doesn't do that many interviews, I feel like our perception of him is as just being like a person's general idea of what like a rich person's life is. You know what I mean?
But to go back to a point that I think Eric was trying to make on a past episode, we know so little about him now that it's easy to project whatever you want onto him. And I think that is part of what makes him so popular.
Well, absolutely.
I'm not trying to ruin the mystique.
Yeah.
But how cool would it be and how unexpected would it be if Drake just came on a little Drake podcast, number one podcast on the Vice Network.
Yeah.
And just came on.
came on the podcast?
Started talking about himself.
I mean, come on. Let's keep it clean, guys. Yeah. But, I think it'd be great. I think he should. I think Drake should.
We could really get into it. I mean, I think Dan would be starstruck.
Drake, if you're hearing this, it's not too late to come on our podcast.
You screwed that up. It's if you're listening.
No, if she said hearing. She didn't say reading.
Wow. Hearing, listening,
but
same
it
thing.
Is reading.
Call yourself
the patriarchy
editor.
Strikes again.
Hey. Jeez.
Just jumping all over. Anyway, come on the podcast, Drake, please.
Come on the podcast.
If there was a podcast about me, if I was famous, I have a podcast, I would definitely go on that podcast.
Yeah, people same. Would love it. If it was like Eric's podcast, I go on it. I'd be like, my name's Eric.
You got like 12 days.
Yeah. Or at least like,
well, maybe less than that because
it's Sunday.
Because it's Sunday.
Right. I'm going to
10 days.
Quickly just mention our phone number one time.
Call our podcast.
And I mean, I'm sure Drake has other ways of reaching out to us. But if not, our phone number is 347-696-6679. Call us and tell us something only Drake would know so that we know it's you.
Yeah. Exactly. Like,
tell us like your bank PIN and social security number.
Yeah, could give us a credit card.
Yeah, that only you have.
That only you have, and we'll also need the security card on the boot number on the back.
And your mother's maiden name,
the expiration date,
and the name of your first pet.
And
the city you were born in.
And the three number code.
How many owls?
Hoo hoo.
Once again, this has been another episode of October's Very Own. We're in the home stretch with Dan and Eric.
We're not losing our minds.
And also, thanks to Rob McRae and Leslie Horn for coming back and imagining Drake Sundays. I hope everybody has a nice Sunday.
Happy Sunday.